The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, a register of Airbnb and other short-term let properties may not be in place before the busy summer season. It is aimed at freeing up more properties for longer-term rents, but it has been criticised by some who say it could damage rural tourism. I'm joined now by CEO of the Irish Self-Catering Federation, Maureen Ivoricu, and also by Seamus McGrath, who is a TD, Fianna Fáil TD and spokesperson on housing. And you're both welcome to the programme. Maureen, your organisation, you welcome it in principle, but the issue you have with it is the planning. Is that right?
Yes, we believe a register is essential to the sector, and we welcomed it in Oireachtas Tourism Committee in February. We think it's very important to get this register right, and we're the only country in Europe which is planning to bring in two things at the same time. So, for example, in the UK, they're bringing in a register, and that is slightly complicated. Spain brought in a register last year, and they still have issues with that registration bill. And we are trying to do two things at the same time.
So explain to people what the two things are and why you think it won't work.
Okay, so the first thing we're trying to do is bring in a register for short-term rental, which it will be an online registration system for everybody who rents property short-term under 21 days. There is no problem with that. And from once the register is introduced, we will all display our registration number. So in other words, we all have to work on our websites, whether we have our own websites, whether we go on one of the OTAs, such as Booking.com, Expedia, and Airbnb is just another online agency. It doesn't actually own any properties in Ireland.
And you're okay with that, are you, with that register?
We have no problem with that.
Okay.
But that alone is going to take time. That's going to take time. Once you've got your number, it's not an instant solution because we don't even know how many digits are in the number. So at the back end on computers, things have to be changed. That's going to take time. At the same time, we're bringing in a planning requirement for all self-catering. Now, we have no problem with planning requirements being brought in, and we welcome planning requirements for the development of new self-catering and glamping, because there is no clarity on it at the moment at local council level. But we feel that bringing in a full planning requirement for all self-catering is overdoing it. And there isn't the staff to deal with it. And our members don't earn enough money to be able to pay the costs of that. Which
Okay, well, let's hear from Seamus on this. Seamus McGrath, who's with us as well. So Seamus, Maura's very clear there. There's no issue for them with the register for short-term lets, but forcing them when they have an existing short-term let to go and get planning for it is a step too far. What do you say?
Yeah, good morning, Claire. Good morning, Maura. Look, first of all, I welcome Maura's opening statements there that the issue around registration is something that her organisation welcomes and supports. And I think that is important that we move to regulate this sector, and the registration is an important step. The planning aspects of it will be dealt with through a national planning statement. And look, I understand there are concerns here in terms of those who are already operating in the sector and have been for many years. And I've listened to those concerns, and I know the government has listened. And I suppose, Claire, that is why we are trying to get this right. And that is why it was earmarked to go to Cabinet this morning, but there has been a slight delay in that. But it is now intended to go to Cabinet next week. We do want to, look, this is a complex area. There are currently planning rules in place. We should be clear on that. It isn't a free-for-all at present. But unfortunately, there hasn't been a lot of enforcement in relation to those planning rules. So this new national planning statement is trying to regularise this. I suppose this is a sector that has evolved over many years. And it is important that we move into this space of regulation and putting it on a proper footing. I suppose the overall intention here, Claire, is to try and free up some properties for long-term rental. And when you look at the threshold report recently, for example, where it said properties available for short-term letting versus property available for long-term letting, that it was 4-1. There was effectively 8,600 available for short-term lettings, and for long-term lettings, it was 2,100. Now, at a time of a housing
crisis...
Can you explain
to our listeners, Seamus, and sorry now to cut across you, but I think this is really important. How will a register free up these properties? Like, if it's easy enough to fulfil these requirements, why would that mean that you'd move from short-term to long-term rental?
Well, the registration in itself is an important step, but that isn't obviously going to move a lot of these properties into long-term rental. We fully accept that. But I think the planning rules that are due to come into place, and look, in many cases, this will be for new properties as well. It may well mean that anyone intending to go into this sector, if there are new stricter planning rules come into place in urban areas over 20,000 population, for example, it may make them think twice about that and instead go into long-term rental. Mm-hmm. So we have to try and move the dial here in terms of the high proportion of properties that are in the short-term let sector versus the long-term rental accommodation sector.
Yeah.
But also those who are currently in the sector may well decide to move into the longer rental sector space, given that there will be stricter rules in place. And there has been a lot of debate around the population base. And as you well know, previously it was touted at 10,000. The government has listened carefully to the tourism sector, to the towns and villages across the country who felt that that would have a detrimental impact on them. So it is now intended that that will be at the 20,000 population mark, which reduces the impact of it, but it is balancing the needs of the tourism sector and those areas that rely heavily on tourists visiting them.
Sort of messy though, isn't it, Seamus? You know, having that cap in place. So you'll have different parts of the country operating under different rules.
Well, we have to set a limit, and you know, we do recognise the short-term let sector provides accommodation, and they have contributed significantly to the tourism sector, and many areas rely heavily on that accommodation, and we recognise that, we understand that. But as a government, we do have to strike the balance. And when you look at places like Dublin, for example, where it's estimated that there are over 2,500 short-term let properties available at a time of an acute housing crisis and rental accommodation shortage, as a government, we have to move to try and see how we can bring more of those properties into the long-term rental sector. Mm-hmm. So, that's something that, as a responsible government, we have to simply do. And we are trying to get this right. Both departments are working on this, and we'll finalise the details over the coming week.
The Department of Housing
and the Department of Tourism.
Yeah, and well, the Department of Enterprise as well, according to the report I read this morning, that there was some sort of friction between the two departments. Enterprise seemed to be more on the side of pushing this out for another while, whereas Housing want to get it done quickly.
Yeah, so the Department of Enterprise and Tourism is the one department, and Minister Burke is in that, Minister James Brown is in Housing. Look, they're just trying to finalise the detail here. You know, whenever things are delayed, many sectors in the media always say there's a row going on. That isn't the case. They're just trying to finalise the detail, deal with complexities. This is a sector that has evolved over many years. It has essentially been unregulated, and we're now trying to move it into a space of regulation and rules. And when you do that, there are consequences that you have to think through. We have listened to the sector. We are trying to get this right. But absolutely, it is the government's intention to bring this in, and it will be in place for this season, this coming season.
There are government backbench TDs who are not in favour of this, who don't want to see it coming into play. You'll concede that one, Seamus, I'm sure.
I concede that there have been representations and there have been concerns raised, particularly, I think, in the areas under 20,000, and the government has listened in relation to that. Of course, there are concerns because many towns and villages rely heavily on visitors coming in and tourists coming in, supporting the local economy, supporting local businesses. And we get that. We understand that. But where there is an acute housing shortage in urban areas, we have to try and move into the space where we are bringing about more properties available for long-term rental.
Okay, well,
and that's something which we have to do as a government.
More, to come back to you on this, and Seamus explained it well there, essentially that rule, the second part of this where... which is the one that you have the issue with when it comes to planning. The hope is from the government side that that will convince people, property owners, to move out of short-term lets into long-term. Will it work, do you think?
Well, I hope it will work because we would agree with the government that if you've got a huge number of properties in the short-term rental sector in Dublin and it's unregulated, it is unacceptable. However, we have members who have been in business for many years. They've been advised by us to go and regularise their planning. And when they go to talk to the planners in Dublin, they're advised, and we're sorry, we don't know what the new rules are, so therefore we cannot give you planning, even though you've been in business for 10, 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
So like things like that need to be sorted before we get to the whole registration system.
Mm-hmm.
What we were proposing is we bring in a register, that we get clear data on it, and then maybe in a year's time, we look at the planning again, and we sort out the planning separately.
But you heard what he said there, the register in and of itself doesn't really solve anything when it comes to long-term lets.
No, but like all the data that we've been given at the moment is based on data scraping. And there is a housing crisis, and in high density urban areas, we do need accommodation. But like, there is no point in comparing us to Paris or Amsterdam because we don't have the same population density. And like, if we were talking about properties, look at all the empty offices in Dublin, look at all the buildings that are being used for other functions other than what they were built. There might be solicitors' offices, accountants, doctor surgeries. Why not focus on those rather than focusing on the short-term rental sector?
Yeah. What do you say to that, Seamus, that really the approach to this is wrong-headed on that second part of it?
Well, can I just, first of all, in terms of Maura's point there around the planning and the lack of clarity, and look, I accept that point, and that is why the government is bringing forward this national planning statement. I accept there is some lack of clarity and confusion around the current situation with regard to the planning rules, but also to point out that when the government previously published details on this, it did say there would be a lead-in time for people to regularise their planning, and that was estimated at about 2 years. So it isn't the case that this is going to come, you know, hot and heavy on people and they'll have to get their house in order quickly. There will be a significant period there for you to regularise your situation. But just in terms of other properties and so on, look, we have to look at everything, and the government is strongly focusing on vacancy, for example, and dereliction, and there will be a new vacancy tax come into place. We are moving in the direction of trying to free up as much property as possible for long-term rental and for purchase. And, you know, the figures speak for themselves here in terms of 8,600 on the short-term let basis versus 2,100 long-term let. We simply have to correct that. We have to rebalance that. And as I said, that doesn't mean we won't be focusing on other areas in terms of other property types. There is a very strong focus in increasing the availability for long-term accommodation purposes across a number of fronts. And as I say, around the area of vacancy and dereliction, that's also very much in the focus of the government.
Okay, so when will this come into effect, if it does go before Cabinet next week, Seamus?
Yeah, so if it is expected to go to Cabinet next week, there will be a legislation required here in the form of the short-term letting and tourism bill. That will take a number of weeks, Claire. So look, it is quite possible the deadline of the 20th of May will not be met at this stage, but it is the government's intention to bring it in as soon as possible after that, and certainly with a view to the upcoming summer season.
Really? It'll be in place before this summer?
That's the intention.
Okay. Will that work, Maura?
I mean, we have a year where we have major issues, as we've seen in the last few weeks. We have heating bills, we have oil bills, we have cancellations due to the Gulf War, and then if they bring this in on top of it, it will kill tourism in rural Ireland. We need to be able to trade, and then we need a clear timeline for when the register will be put in place. So that we can all work together on this. Because at the moment, we have no communication at all from the Department of Housing. We haven't had a meeting with them since the 30th of June of last year. There is nothing coming to us to explain to us how they're going to sort out the issue. And we're seeing things in the newspaper. And for us, it's our businesses. It's our livelihood. We need clarity so we can continue. And telling us they're going to do this in the middle of the summer would be bonkers.
Seamus, one last word to you on that bonkers. Yeah, look, it's the timing, really, and it does feel very rushed.
No, well, look, to be fair, there has been consultation and groups have been before the Oireachtas committees and so on, and I've listened to them myself. What we're talking about initially is the registration, Claire, and that's a relatively straightforward piece of this. The planning aspects of this are more complex, but there will be a significant lead-in time there. There's no one going to be under any pressure to resolve that during the summer months. Okay. There will be a significant lead-in time for that. And look, we are trying to work cooperatively here. We are trying to work with the sector. There have been changes to date in terms of the population base and so on like that. We are listening. But as I say, what will come in initially is a registration piece, which I think is important. That shouldn't put too much of an onerous responsibility on operators to provide that. But in terms of the planning piece, there will be a period of time for people to regularise their planning.
Seamus McGrath and Maura Nivaraku, thank you both for joining us now.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.